summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, I'm Sherrod Kutten, and with me, Melissa Idris, who is standing by to speak to Benny Lee, Chief Market Strategist at Jupiter Securities.
Good morning, Benny. Shall we take a look at second quarter earnings results then? It's been a mixed bag so far, but if I were to find a positive, it seems that the ratio of companies that underperformed compared to the outperformers has narrowed. So is the worst over for corporate earnings, Ben? Can investors now look forward to an earnings recovery trend?
Hi, good morning, Melissa. Well, I don't really think that the worst is over yet. We do see some improvements in the earnings broadly, but you know the growth that we have seen is still quite weak, and there are still quite a number of issues that is plaguing our market. There is this one MDB issue which is still not over, and this affects market confidence. This also affects the ringgit, which has been weakening in the past 1 week, and we are probably going to expect more volatility from the ringgit. The sentiment is also rather weak in the business activities. We have seen some business activities slowing down, especially small retail companies, which are suffering now as consumer spending weakens further. We can see that there are more retail shops, even in business areas, are closing down. There are more rental and also sales of properties, signboards all over KL, and this is eventually going to affect the economy generally. So yes, we do see some improvements, but you know, like I said, the improvements were not as strong, and therefore we're probably still going to see some weak performances in the market.
Well, let's drill down to the different sectors. You mentioned property, Benny. What's your take on the property sector results this quarter?
Well, there is still mixed results in the property sector. There is an overall improvement in the property and construction sector, especially in its share price performances. The price was boosted by the recent OPR cuts by Bank Negara, and also in anticipation of a favorable budget 2017 for the property sector, especially for the mid to lower property segment.
And what about the oil and gas sector? I mean, are we out of the woods in terms of when you look at corporate earnings for oil and gas?
Well, oil and gas is still remain weak. We are seeing better operations after the companies have streamlined their businesses operations. But business activity remain weak. Well, we have seen some rebounds in the oil and gas counters recently, but we're going to really see some growth in the business activity only if the crude oil prices can climb above $70 a barrel. We are seeing actually a developing bullish trend in oil and gas. Crude oil prices, but that's going to take some time. So we're still going to see the oil and gas sector probably remain volatile, and you know we're probably going to see it moving upwards in a slow manner.
Well, there were some outperformers when it comes to corporate earnings, though. I mean, companies like AirAsia, for instance, their net profit was up 40%. Share price has gone up 250% year to date. Looking at their earnings, Benny, is this an industry improvement for airlines or is this company specific?
Well, I think it's a little bit more to company specific. AirAsia has been one of the one of the best budget airlines, but the share prices were way below the performances of the airlines industry around the globe. So I think the rebound in AirAsia, people find value in AirAsia, especially when the price has gone down quite steeply in the past 1 year. And we see a rebound in AirAsia, and of course the turnaround in its businesses, its revenue has also helped the performance of AirAsia. So we have seen a very strong increase in share prices, and we also see now that the market has started to pull back. Moving forward in the airline industry, I think there is going to be some correction going on, especially now that we are seeing, you know, the Zika viruses are starting to expand. We're probably going to expect lower travels in the coming months. Mm.
And now that we've entered the last few months of the year, how do you expect Bursa Malaysia to perform going to the end of 2016? If you look at the factors that dragged on the market last year, you had the weak ringgit, the super low oil prices, foreign fund outflows. Now they all seem to be showing signs of improvement.
Yeah, we do see some support in Bursa Malaysia. I think I've mentioned earlier that in the second half of the year, we're going to expect bargain hunting for companies. For certain sectors that I've mentioned, like the telcos, the oil and gas, and the plantation sector. And now that we are really seeing these share prices are starting to increase, we're probably going to see some pullback. Now that we are already nearly the last month of the third quarter, we're probably going to see some correction. We're going to see some pullback in the market in general before we see another rally at the end of the year for window dressing. So generally, I think the market is going to end up, in the next few months until the end of the year. It's going to end up positive, especially towards the end of the year.
Thank you so much. That was Benny Lee, Chief Market Strategist at Jupiter Securities.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers!